Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the episode. This is your favorite host, Anubis, and this is the Read Along Witchcraft Show. I missed you guys. Oh, my God. So, as you all know, I have been trying to record this episode for the 20th time. I can never get an episode from the first time, guys. I cannot. It's really hard. So, today we're going to read from the Scott Cottenhang and David book, which is called Spellcrafts. Again, the disclaimer that I say in every episode, I don't own a book, I don't own or credit any of these info to myself. These are respectfully credited to the author or the owner of the books. I'm not trying to steal anything. Anyway, so grab your drinks. I'm drinking something which is non-alcoholic natural malt beverage, which is really tasty. It's lemon, so it's really tasty. So, we're going to read from chapter 20, which speaks about spell boxes. I don't know why I don't, in the witchcraft community, I don't see this box everywhere. Like, I don't see the concept. Before we start, I want to tell you something about this book. I'm not raving about it. I'm not going to get anything. Like, financially, there's no benefit for me to sell you a book. However, from my knowledge, this book is such a good book. If and only if you want to know new ways to use crafty items or objects to turn it into witchcraft. Unfortunately, in my own personal opinion, and that's my personal opinion only, I don't fully agree with the recipes in the book because I like to follow my own recipes, except in such small occasions. But this book is really useful because it talks about everything from A to Z that can be used in witchcraft as objects. Okay, so we're going to read from chapter 20, which is spell books. Spell books. Okay, let's start. Boxes are one of the simplest, most basic of tools. Surely they cannot be possessed of magic. Some might think why millions of boxes have been created, out of every type of material to sort and to contain goods, from jewelry to hats to cereal. What could be mystical about such everyday objects? This is the thing, guys. This book uses everyday objects to turn it into magic. So you can actually use something because of this book that you never thought of using. You can use a spoon, for example. So it's amazing. Let's continue. Many things, those handy with geometry and scissors, can create a box from a single piece of cardboard or paper. Thus, the artist has transferred a flat object into a square or a triangle or even a round object. As we are fond of saying, transformation is the definition of magic. Of course, though the creation of the box is a type of magical art, it's what we do with it that determines its magical uses. Boxes, after all, are used to contain, through history, boxes have stored both household goods and magical objects to protect them from dust as well as contamination. It's this quality of box contaminated, that is used in magic. Okay, there's a story about the Pandora box. Oh my God, that's a whole thing. Okay, the story of Pandora box from a classic mythology. It's a Greek mythology, guys. If you want to read about it, feel free to read about it. If you want me to actually tell you the story, just let me know in the Amino app. I don't mind. It's such an interesting story. However, let us continue. Okay, is a negative example of the way in which energies can be stored in boxes and of how they can be released. Similar stories, often of a more positive nature, can be discovered in other cultures from other times. In ancient Egyptians, I get excited whenever a book mentions ancient Egypt. You know that by now. Anyway, ancient Egyptians, ceremonial objects used to dress the statues of the gods in temples, retreats, were kept in boxes known as minit, which were submerged by four ostrich feathers. Oh my God. The turquoise kept ritual regal in boxes made of preesh. Many reinsurance spells instruct us to place certain objects into the box. into the boxes. Even today, hope chests are often filled with wishes for a happy marriage, as well as with lanterns pay away for that future day. Magically, the box is linked with the number 4 for the four corners of any face. 4 is the number of the elements, power horses of magic, aka, and so this symbolizes it's so the symbolism is clear. Oh my god, guys, I'm so sorry. I can't talk today. Anyway, the box contains the essence of the all type of change. Keep in mind this info and forget everything you have ever heard about the Pandora box. These spell boxes are designed for positive uses. Okay, let me just tell you something before I continue. If you don't know a Pandora box, it's a kind of negative story about a box. So he says, forget anything about the Pandora box, and we are going to use this box for just a positive way. So, okay. Oh my god, the box itself. Okay, we're not going to read this part. I'm going to skip because this is too much. Okay, we can read the box that we can read here. Oh my god, I cannot talk today. I'm so sorry. After we talked about the box and what is a spell box, I'm going to quickly tell you a recipe about, about the love spell box. Okay, this, and feel free to use the exact spell or add or minus something from it. Feel free. This witch is designed to attract a non-specific person into your life. It cannot be used to attract a specific person. Remember, to attract love, you must love yourself first. This is so freaking true. This is so true, guys. Because once I tried, I'm so sorry if I'm rumbling, but once I tried to do a love spell, actually numerous times I tried to do a love spell and a marriage spell, and it worked for amount of time, but then it failed miserably because I was not in love with myself. So I figured this the hard way out. So I decided to do a love jar for myself first, as it gains power by time. I have the recipe in the amino, and then it turned out to be better by time. So it's good. So I decided to do a love spell again, and it started working. So it's an important thing. Anyway, item needed: your box, your spell box, of course. One small piece paper, the petition. One pencil. One pair of scissors. Half a cup of dried rose petals. Half a cup dried lavender flowers. 2 polished rose coarse stones. I have to stop here. I hate using polished stones. I love using rose stones because they are in the row form. This is my only opinion. If you want to use polish, feel free. I'm not gonna kidnap you or something. So, 1 small ring of some kind, probably silver or copper, purchased for this purpose only. Old friendship, wedding, or relationship rings should not be used because they contain the energy of other people. Okay, 1 pink candle, 1 candle holder, of course. So he says, use the scissor, cut the paper into a heart shape, small enough to fit into your spell box without folding it. Visualize on the heart shape piece of paper, draw the magical symbol for love. Draw with power. When finished, place the valentine into your box. Next, empower the rose petals with love. Place them in. Empower the lavender again. Charge the rose quartz stones and with love and add to the box. Place the ring between the palms of your hand and hold them over the spell box while saying, symbol of love, send me love. Symbol of love, send me love. Say this out as much as you feel like. Some people tend to say the words as much as they want and then it turns to be repetitive, as they're saying it unconsciously. It works sometimes. Gently place the ring into the box. Charge the pink candle with love. Place it in its holder. Close the spell lids. Light the candle and let it burn for 13 minutes before your spell box. Then quench its flame. Close the box again. Leave the spell box undisturbed for 24 hours. On the second night, open the box, burn the candle for 13 minutes. Once again, then quench the candle and close the box. On the third night, light the candle but do not open the box. Say these or similar words. Petals, lavender, quarters, and ring. The blessings of love you now bring. Send your power speeding away. This is my will, this is my way. Oh my god, I love this. I usually don't like chanting and stuff, but this is really nice. Anyway, Then open your spell box, sense its energy spitting into the sky to bring you love into manifestation. Let the candle burn for 13 minutes, then quench its flame. Close the spell box, open the spell box, burn the candle for 13 minutes. And okay, you repeat that each night. Close the box when not in use. When the candle is gone, bury the contained of the spell box, but retrieve the ring and keep it in a safe place. It's done. Surprisingly, guys, I love this spell. I don't usually love when a witch tells me a spell. I have a full respect for both the authors, but I am more of a creative person. Like, I know the correspondences, so now I just don't use books for spells. But this spell is really nice. I love the chantation too, the words you keep saying. Anyway, guys, so this was from the book, and I loved it as much as I hope you do. I want to say before I end this episode, I'm so grateful for your support and for your love. Your love and support means the world to me. Whenever someone tells me on my Amino page how much this episode helped him with such and such, I get so thrilled like a kid in a candy store. So I love you guys, and be blessed. Have an amazing day, morning, night, whatever you're having. And this was Anubis, and this was the Read Along Witchcraft Show. Bye-bye, guys.